Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are picking back up with new morning mercies, and I'm just going to take it from here. It says this, by the way, like I already read this first line, and I know some of us, myself included, are about to be confronted. I love it. Anyways, it says this. Today, you will spend solitary moments of conversation with yourself, either listing your complaints or counting your blessings. Think with me for a moment. Do you live a life of blessing or a life of complaint? It is so easy to grumble. It is so easy to find fault. It is so easy to be discontent. It is so easy to find things that are less than you want them to be. It is so easy to be irritated and impatient. It is so easy to groan and moan about the difficulties of life. It is so easy to be dissatisfied. Why are these things so easy? Well, they're easy because sin still causes us to make it all about us. Because sin really is selfish at its core, we all still tend to shrink our worlds down to the small confines of our wants, our needs, and our feelings. We then tend to judge the good of our lives by how much of what we want we are able to actually have. At street level, it is tempting to live a God-forgetful, meistic existence. If you put yourself in the center of your world, you will find plenty of things to complain about. It is also true that you live in a fallen world where people and things are not functioning the way God intended. This world really is terribly broken. Life here really is hard. You face all kinds of difficulties, big and small. People disappoint you. They make your life hard. Obstacles appear in your way. In some way, the fallenness of your world enters your door every single day. Combine the hardships of life in this fallen world with the self-centeredness of sin, and you have a recipe for disaster, or at least a miserable life of discontent. And I'm actually going to reread that paragraph just to let that soak in for us, because that hit me to the core, and I hope it did you too. It is also true that you live in a fallen world where people and things are not functioning the way God intended. The world really is terribly broken. Life here really is hard. You face all kinds of difficulties, both big and small. Emphasis on the small. Small things are hard too. People disappoint you. They make your life hard. Obstacles appear in your way. In some way, the fallenness of the world enters your door every single day. Combine the hardships of life in this fallen world with the self-centeredness of sin, and you have a recipe for disaster, or at least a miserable life of discontent. The Bible does not see grumbling and complaining as little things, though. In Deuteronomy 1, Moses recounts how the people of Israel murmured and grumbled about their lives, and embedded in that murmuring were questions about the goodness and wisdom of God. God's assessment was that by their grumblings, the people had rebelled against him. Wow. That they had shown that they were unwilling to do what he had called and enabled them to do. The joy or complaint of your heart always shapes your willingness to trust God and to do his will. Complaining forgets God's grace. Oh, my word. Complaining forgets God's grace. Complaining ignores his presence. Complaining fails to see the beauty of his promises. Complaining allows the display of his splendor in creation to go unnoticed. Complaining questions his goodness, his faithfulness, and his love. It wonders if he is there and if he actually cares. If you believe in God and his control over everything that exists, then you have to accept that all your grumbling is ultimately grumbling against him. Yes, it is so easy to complain. It is so easy to forget the daily blessings that fall down on each of us. Our readiness to complain is another argument for the forgiving and rescuing grace that Jesus, without complaint, willingly died to give us. And wow, that was so good. Man, I feel like this is just infiltrated everything. It's infiltrated relationships. You see when you're scrolling on social media, people are like willingly speaking poorly about their spouses publicly to random people on the internet. You see it how we talk about people in our own hearts sometimes. you see how we feel let down. And so I'm not going to harp on this one too much. The big thing I want us to focus on here is that the author did such a good job accepting life's difficulties. So what he's saying here is that your life isn't hard. He's not saying that. He's saying, yes, your sinful nature plus the fallenness of the broken world is a perfect recipe. It's a perfect storm to experience brokenness, to experience hardship, to experience the desire and the temptation to complain. Yes, that is true, but also we have a choice. We have a choice to dictate how we feel about what's happening. And the way we make that decision is, are we the center of our own world and what's happening to me, right? Or is God the center of our world? And the question is what is God doing here? God, will you reveal that to us? Will you give us eyes to see? Will you help us see the bigger picture of how you're redeeming the world and mankind rather than me getting upset that you didn't make this perfect Barbie house for me to live in and nothing goes wrong and everything's perfect all the time? That's not reality. So why am I living complaining in a way as if it is reality? And then for some reason, there's this little cloud hovering over my head where when things don't go my way. But the actual reality is I have a sinful nature that wants me to get my way all the time and to put me at the center of the universe. And there's also the fractured earth that's off its tilt, that's broken, that just like the author said, that brokenness finds a way to enter my life every single day and it brings out the worst in me, or better said, it can bring out the best in me, which is Jesus. It can bring out the Holy Spirit. It can take me and instead of me complaining, I can bite my tongue. I can take those thoughts, I can take them captive and I can submit them to Jesus and I can make them obedient to his Spirit. And I can choose to count my blessings instead of continually grumble and mumble under my breath. Yes, you have things that on the surface level are completely warranted of your complaints. But what good is that going to do for the kingdom of God? And what does that do for your soul as you complain and how it secretly tells your soul that God's making mistakes here, that God is doing something wrong? Where is he? Does he actually care? And that's that posture shift that we need when we realize that life is about him, not about me. It's about him and not about you, but his glory, not about our convenience, our comfort, our relationship status, or our bank account. Those things are so small level compared to what God is doing and how it's normal for us to experience this brokenness. And that doesn't minimize it the way we're talking about it. It just submits it to reality that God is going to comfort us. God has already saved us. God is continually redeeming the world and he's making everything new. And so we get to be a part of that. And so it's a big posture shift. You know what I said, Jared, you need to highlight this. I'm not going to harp on this too much. I just love this because to be honest, y'all, I'm a complainer. I'm going to complain about me being a complainer. I hate that about me. I can see Tori look at me when I get on my complaining little, I start spiraling in that thought process where I'm just mad about how everything's going wrong. And I can see her want to tell me to stop complaining, but she knows it's only going to make me more frustrated in that moment. But I can see how it kills her mood too. I can see how it impacts my son's anxiousness whenever he feels mine. And so, yeah, this is so good for me. And I hope it was good for you. I want to count my blessings. I don't want to mumble under my breath all the time. And so, yeah, what a blessing this devotional was. I'm going to pray this out. Lord, you always know what to say. You know what we need to hear. Praise you, Lord, that on the perfect day that this devotional would fall on is exactly what we needed to hear. Praise you for all the blessings that we fail to see and we fail to acknowledge and we fail to give you praise for. Lord, forgive us for the sin that has taken secret residency in our heart, for all the ways that we grumble and mumble that shows our distrust in you, and for the ways that we make ourselves the center of the universe and not you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would give us the ability to count our blessings, to keep you at the forefront of our mind and our heart and the throne of our life. Lord, we love you and we want to worship you, but sometimes it's hard with that sinful nature and the brokenness of the world, Lord. So we pray that you will actually help us have the Spirit do work inside of us, that the next time we feel tempted to complain, to grumble, to moan, you will help us bite our tongue and take that thought captive and submit it to you, making it obedient to you, Lord. And thank you for not belittling the things that we feel like we want to complain about. The brokenness points to our desire to want to groan and moan, God, but it's not going to serve you, and it's not going to serve your kingdom, and it's not going to serve our soul and our relationship with you. So we're not going to do that. We're going to choose to look at you and not our circumstances, Lord. We love you, and we pray in your Son's heavenly name. Amen. Well, amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget to love you. We love you, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Auf Wiedersehen.